Lift up your voice, worship Him, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Yahweh, you are the Lord, the great I am. You are lifted up, you are glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even today, for your grace, the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give a shout as we take our seats. Hallelujah. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are grateful for God's grace and His mercies that are new every morning. We are grateful for this beautiful day that the Lord is with us, that His Spirit is among us, that the Lord is the one that heals and restores. May you receive your healing this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We give ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
We surrender our own life. And Father, we pray even for the many that are listening, that Father, may your word impact us.
Yes,
may we change.
Yes,
may we be transformed.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, by the renewing of our minds. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Greet your neighbor and smile at them and tell them, welcome to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are teaching on the apostolic church and sacrifice. Apostolic church and sacrifice. This coming week we have 5 days of prayer and fasting. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Friday we have an all-night prayer. So we are teaching on sacrifice. That apostolic churches are sacrificial churches. Sacrifice produces great power. When we come to prayer and fasting, it produces great power. So I want to challenge you this morning that make up your mind quickly. Tell your neighbor, make up your mind quickly. There is a sacrifice that is required of your life. There is much you will achieve when you sacrifice. Many people don't want to sacrifice. Many people don't want to give their life to anything. They want to receive everything, but they don't want to give anything. So I want to challenge you this morning that sacrifice is surrendering one's life and material to God. Is the ability to forfeit, to surrender all, to die to oneself and desires. So the message of sacrifice is a critical message for the church and for the apostolic church. John chapter 12, 24. It says, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains but a single seed. You have to learn to sacrifice. Because sacrifice releases power. You cannot be an apostolic church that have no sacrifice. You cannot be an apostolic people that have no sacrifice. There is a sacrifice demanded and required of you. No sacrifice, no glory. Hallelujah. I said, you need to sacrifice. A lot of power is released when we sacrifice. When we fast, power is released. There are things that oppose sacrifice. And many people want great things in life, but they will oppose sacrifice. People won't want to give much. Sacrifice releases much power. And there are enemies of God who have opposed sacrifice. When you make a sacrifice, some great things come to your life. As you sacrifice for Jesus, greater things come straight into your life. Satan is afraid of sacrifice. Because sacrifice will give you victory in your life. Daniel chapter 8 verse 12. It says, because of the transgressions, an army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices. So there is an opposition to daily sacrifices. Every time you want to make a sacrifice for God, you should know that you will be opposed. And as we approach the end of time, there will be greater opposition to sacrifice. And the Bible says here, because of transgression, an army was given over to the horn, to oppose daily sacrifices. And he cast the truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered. Mercy. Hallelujah. The Bible says, offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to God. Sacrifices are key and necessary. To surrender, to give something to God. You can surrender your body and give it to God. You can give your own self to God. To live a holy and a righteous life. You cannot be an apostolic person and there are no sacrifices. I'm reminded of a person, we met a woman at the shop. And we were very excited when she told us where she's working. And so we saw, oh, do you know Brother So-and-so? Hey, we thought we have quoted the right name. And the woman said, if that one is a Christian, I'm a pope. She says, the level of Christianity of this person. She just says, he's a womanizer.
Yo, uthanda amakhosikazi.
We were very excited. Thinking that the man is keeping his vessel. We thought this is a righteous man. But the woman said it's not apostolic at all.
What are you apostolic to?
Hey.
Amen.
Mercy. Number one, apostolic churches are great commission churches. Apostolic churches and people win souls. The telltale signs that you have the Spirit of God and you are led by the Spirit is the ability to win souls. There's no amen in Acadia. I say the ability to succeed and to break through. Apostolic people are soul winning people. Apostolic churches are sacrificial churches. They sacrifice their life that others may come to the knowledge of Jesus. Acts chapter 2 verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, are you apostolic? I say, we're winning souls. I didn't see you yesterday. Yeah, I was asking pastors, when last did you win a soul? One on one.
He
says, as a pastor, it's easy to make altar call. For people you didn't win. Other people brought them. So I was asking them, When last?
One.
Jesus loves you. Jesus has a good plan for your life. Jesus died for you. He's got a good plan for your life. He doesn't want you to die the way you are. Ask your neighbor, when last did you win a soul? Since you are Pentecostal. Tell them, since you are Pentecostal. Yes. Your prosperity as a Christian, part of your prosperity is the ability to win souls. But that is not Christianity. I said Pentecostal churches, apostolic churches, are great commission churches. They win souls. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witnesses. That is being apostolic. To give testimony of what God has done for you. I mean, it should not be difficult. I was listening to Michael and his wife. I've said to parents, don't leave your children at home. We don't know when is the time when the Spirit enters the children. Yeah. But somebody says, no, it's a Wednesday. Let them stay home. We'll give them a laptop. We'll give them an iPad. We'll give them a smartphone. While other children are in the church, sleeping around, whatever, sleeping here in the building. The Spirit of God is entering them. Are you here? I'm saying to you, the apostolic churches, they are witnessing churches.
Amen.
The book of Psalms chapter 2 verse 8. God says, ask of me and I'll give you nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth for your possession. It's surprising that you have no interest to win souls. Nothing interests you whatsoever. Your Christianity. Which Christ have you received? Which Spirit is in you? Acts 17 verse 6. Acts chapter 17. The Bible says these ones have come. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here also. What do you say? Those who turn the world upside down, they have come here also. Tell your neighbor, I'm very apostolic.
Yeah.
You must turn your workplace upside down. You must turn your school upside down. I mean, the testimony of the young boy to say, I'm a cell leader now. I think the other week it was another young man who said, I've reached 150 people. What is the purpose of your life? Is that just to eat mutu? Or pap? Or dombi? You know, your favorite food. What is your favorite food? Dombolo. Mercy. Tell your neighbor, I'm very apostolic. My will is to do the will of him who called me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, part of my Christian walk is to testify and tell about Christ. All of us here Our call is to tell about Jesus. What has the Lord done for you? The book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 35.
Matthew 9:35.
The Bible says Jesus went about healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Luke chapter 4 verse 18-19. Apostolic churches.
Apostolic
and apostolic people. They know they are anointed. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. Oh, let's read it together. Read it to your neighbor and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon
me.
Can you say that again? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, that's me. Yeah, I win souls. It's a very powerful declaration. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed. It's a self-affirming declaration. You wouldn't know how much power is in you. You wouldn't know that nations could be changed by you making a position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Tell your neighbor, I'm very apostolic. The anointing is upon my life. There is fire in my bones. I can't keep quiet. Hey.
Amen.
Mercy.
Amen.
Yeah, demons must know you are around. Imagine somebody. Yeah, I remember as young boys, we used to pray. We had a diagonal house, like two houses, but they used to build cul-de-sac. They build the street and then they make a cul-de-sac. They build cul-de-sac. So where we were staying, the opposite side, there were 2.5 houses, like 3 houses, but the other one was this other side of the cul-de-sac. So we were praying in the name of Jesus, praying in tongues, praying for our community, and we are shocked. The police arrives. They come in. They say, there's a woman who says you are terrorizing her. If they show you where the house was, the house is far. You see, like the gate of the city on the other side. I say, every time they come, the demon was manifesting from far. Can you tell me, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me? Because the Lord has anointed me. Yeah. Mercy.
Amen.
Apostolic churches and apostolic people baptizes both in water and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus,
yes,
was baptized himself.
Why baptized one eye?
Yeah, he said to John the Baptist, the law must be fulfilled. This man came to Jesus and he said to Jesus, no one can do the works that you do except God be with him. Jesus said to him, the book of John chapter 3, Jesus said to him, verse 5, Jesus said to him, except you be born of the water and the Spirit, except you be born again, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You must be baptized. Tell your neighbor, you must be baptized. You must have a full experience of salvation. It's not surprising certain sins can't go. Your level of commitment. I remember somebody, hey, I don't want baptism. Say, no, it's too much a commitment. You must die to yourself. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? We cannot continue to live in sin. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. Tell your neighbor, are you baptized? Oh, we are not talking when you are a small baby. Some small drops. Hey. Some small drops. Come, let me baptize you. Hey, you are baptized. You are a Christian now. No small drops. The whole flesh, even the hairstyle must go underground. You must fully die. You must die real death. We must bury you. The Bible says that, therefore we were buried with him baptism to death. I'm no longer alive, but Christ lives in me.
Amen.
The life that I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God.
No,
one baptized is a kelelesia. You didn't see a thing. What happened? We will call it dedication. You see, when I got baptized as a child, what you call baptism, these drops. One day I needed a birth certificate. I had all my the hospital gave my mother a piece of paper to prove I was born in that. I still have it from the time I was born. I still have that piece of paper. But they never made a birth certificate. So when I went to Home Affairs to get my certificate, they said we can see the paper, but now we need the baptismal certificate from the church. So I went, I asked, they told me I was baptized. You know Macau? You don't know Macau. So I had to go to the church in Macau. They gave me a piece of certificate. And on the certificate, I discovered. They used to have what they call the parents who sponsor a child. What do they call? Godfather and godmother. Hey, I've got godmother and I've got godfather. You don't have where now you don't. I have a godmother and a godfather. Yeah, that's when I realized when they got the papers, they write on the book that you have a godmother, you have a godfather. I was thinking we should introduce godmother and godfather. Mercy.
Amen.
That is not baptism. It's baby dedication. That certificate helped me a lot. This way, as a parent, you need to dedicate your children so that when all the other papers fail, we can prove that when you were 2 months old, the child was dedicated to the Lord. You need to be baptized in water. Jesus said, except the man be born of water and the Spirit. If Jesus was baptized, who are you not to be baptized? Which doctrine are you following? Ask your neighbor, are you baptized? Yeah, I'm just told that the pool is not here. But if the pool was here, I'll just tell them, please pour the water now. You will dry. The sun is out. You will just...
Hallelujah. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you need to be baptized.
Listen.
There is a tremendous power. Every time you act on the words of Jesus, there is a tremendous power that is released upon your life. Some of your struggles, they have come because you have never made a commitment to Christ. You have not been buried yet. You are still alive. Mercy.
Amen.
Then there is a baptism in the Spirit. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem. And he says, when the Spirit has come, you'll be my witnesses. He said, you will be my witnesses. In Jerusalem. In Judea. In Samaria. Up to the ends of the earth. You must be filled with the Spirit. One great part of the authentication that you have the Holy Spirit is your love for souls. But Apostle Paul writes and says, I wish all of you spoke in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, I wish all of you spoke in tongues. And he says, please do not forget the book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. Let's take verse 5. Yeah, 14, verse
5.
I wish you all spoke with thanks. Tell your neighbor, I wish you spoke in
thanks.
Yes. But you see, there is another part, the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Verse 22. It's not only speaking in tongues. It's the ability to live a life of the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy. It's peace. And that long suffering, you must stretch it. As you can see, it's the long, among the longest wait there. Long suffering. When you have no long suffering, you are sleeping around.
When I una monde wambulala.
Hey. Some people.
Abanye abantu.
Love.
Uthando.
Joy.
Uvuyo.
Peace.
Uxolo.
Long suffering.
Umonde.
Kindness.
Ububele.
Some people are not kind.
Abanye abantu abanabubele.
Oh, they are here.
Bakhona.
When I look to the left, I see them. When I look to the right, I can see they are here. No kindness. No goodness. The modern people are not faithful. It's a faithfulness. This is a fruit of the Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, you are faithful. Yes.
Amen.
You remain faithful. You love Jesus. By surrendering your life. Apostle Paul further writes and says, it is required that the steward be faithful.
Apostle Paul aqhubeke athi kuyadingeka njengomsebenzi afumaneke thembekile.
It's a part of the fruit of the Spirit.
Ingxenye yayo ziqhamo zomoya.
Verse 23. We're talking about baptism in the Spirit. We are talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. There are fruits, there are tangible fruits we can see. Gentleness. Whether there's no gentleness anywhere, Mr. and Miss Terrorist.
No, madam.
No gentleness. I told you a story of a woman when she became so annoyed with her boyfriend. She took all the clothes. Whatever that was in the mkuku, she took
it.
She took the paraffin she was making up with. Nonsense. And put them.
Push.
Then after some time, she comes back after 3 months and says, I want my relationship back. What do you think? He has just burned everything. And she said, ah,
and at me, I love him.
Kakhulu.
Too much.
Oh, mercy. Go rata karato la le rato. Mercy.
Amen.
Self-control. Tell your neighbors, it's self-control.
No,
is the fruit of the baptism of the Spirit in your life. It's not only shabara kabala bara. No. There must be self-control.
Hey,
there are a few amens here and there. I said there must be, to show that you are full of the Spirit, there must be self-control. Yeah, there must be self-control. What controls you? Is this a demon? You are sleeping everywhere with everybody. Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be filled with the Spirit. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues. You must be filled with the Spirit. With the passion to win souls. You must be filled with the Spirit. And bear the fruit of the Spirit. But it doesn't only end there. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter
12.
You must have the gifts of the Spirit. Hey. It's too much. Do you understand? It says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each man, to each one, for the profit of all. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually.
As he
wills.
Amen.
Are you not apostolic?
I'm apostolic.
Tell your neighbor, we are very apostolic. It takes sacrifice. If you are afraid of people, you'll never experience the working of the Spirit. You are going to use mental aptitude. You are going to use human judgment. You are going to be concerned, what will the people say? Because you want to look good to people. It's up to you. Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Ukona.
Are you here?
Ukona.
you must be baptized both in water and in the spirit. Not only to speak in tongues, but to love, to be full of joy, of peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control.
When
now you are out of control.
Hey! Like it's me.
Have you seen a car out of control?
Like it's me.
I was one time, a bus bumped me. I was driving on the way going to Mafike.
A
bus bumped my car. That's the day I knew that seatbelt is a very good thing. Because when I came out of the car arrived before I arrived home. You know, they taught the car and they told me, go to the hospital, even though there's no blood, go to the hospital to check if there's no internal. So when the car arrived, people started crying. He's dead. There's no way. Mercy.
Amen.
You must be baptized. You must be saved by the Spirit of God. Number three, you must be an apostolic church, an apostolic people. Apostolic church and apostolic people, you continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers.
Icawa zabapostolo kanye nabantu baqhubeka ngokuzinzileyo kwimfundiso yabapostolo.
Second chapter of the book of Acts, verse 42. And they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must belong to a small. Fellowship. There are people who don't fellowship. I gave an example of I had a member when there was a bridal shower. Never bought a gift. Tell your neighbor, I think he's talking about you. You have not bought a gift for bridal shower. When there was a baby, what do you call it?
Baby shower.
The person will not buy even the small socks and a small vest. The person never belonged to a fellowship. Never went to sell. People will accuse the church as the church doesn't care. I told one member in the chair, I said, I will come to your wedding. I'll stand there and no other person will. Because you don't belong, you have no shepherd, you don't belong to self. You don't want to sacrifice. You don't want to sacrifice your time. Yeah, people
like
choose the church. Doesn't care. But the reality of it is that you are the one who doesn't care. Even Jesus had the 12. He had a small group of people spent most of his time with.
When
you have other friends other than the friends that love Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Nikona.
You must belong to a cell. The church is about relationship. You must have relationship. To be apostolic. To be an apostolic person. Your bed as well must get finished. You must invite people to your house. Your sofas must get finished. Your food in the fridge must get finished. They must come and eat. That is relationship. You see, when you do these things, the Bible says you'll have more brothers. You'll have more sisters. You'll have more mothers. And before you know it, your house will be full of food. You will start to enjoy certain things because in the day of your power, you provided for others.
But when
you don't go to sleep,
you
don't fellowship. When you are in trouble, when you are in difficulty, you accuse others that the church doesn't care. Ask your neighbor, do you have a shepherd? Yes. The Bible says Jesus looked over Jerusalem and he cried.
He
said they missed the day of their visitation. Most people say, I like church, but I don't want people from church. Then when they finish, when they are in trouble, they say the people in the church don't care. But it's you who didn't care to fellowship. I had a wedding. Two weddings. They were following each other. The first wedding was a person who came to church. We bought gifts. Few gifts. You could count them. You know, there's a table. They say, all the gifts to the table. Then the following week, or a week after another wedding, I tell you, I remember when we were picking the gifts. You know the small, have you stayed in a forum house? I stayed
in the forum.
There is a big room and a small room. You know, where we sleep, there is a one in front and the one at the back. The gifts on the smaller room, the four-room room, we had to pack them up to the top, you know, one on top of the other. This member said to me directly, the church people don't like me. The gift they look at the gift they're giving so and so, and look at the gift they gave me. Tell your neighbor, you don't fellowship. You are not participating in the life of the church. Nobody knows you. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. No, it's a true story. What I'm saying is a true story. The person says, they look at the gifts. I remember the other one was even complaining that the other one got a washing machine, a microwave. I mean, very nice gifts. I said, have you fellowship? Do you have a shepherd? Ask your neighbor, do you have a shepherd? You look like a lost sheep. You are like Jerusalem that Jesus visited. Tell the person, you are like Jerusalem. Yeah, the Bible says they were like sheep without a shepherd. Mercy.
Amen.
We are in church for relationship. Yes. You cannot come and just disappear. You see, the danger of self-sufficiency is that you think you are your man. Since you are working, since you have money, since your parents are paying, we are too much to you. Yeah. The cell is one of the most nicest things that can happen. One of our members in Cape Town, when we went about a month ago, said, I tried to dodge my shepherds. Secured me, he says they are too intimate. The church, we are supposed to be intimate. We must come to your flat and chase the boyfriend out, or either way, take you out of your boyfriend. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And tell you, this boy is wasting your time. Hey, I see this one you don't like. Let's pass it so that we are at peace. Let's pass. Let's leave it. Let's leave it. Since you don't want us to be intimate. Mercy.
Amen.
Apostolic church and apostolic people continue in one accord. Make every effort to be at peace with every man. Don't be a hippo. Is it hippo? The one with the big mouth. Have you seen the mouth of a hippo? Ask your neighbor, are you hippo? Say, hello, hippo.
Hello, hippo.
Have you seen the mouth? Hey, that thing. I'm wondering, how does the jaw work? Be in one accord. Second chapter of the book of Acts, verse 46. So continue daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
Amen. Babezingisa ukuhlala mxhelo mnye etempeleni imihla ngemihla beqhekeza isonka kwizindlu ngezindlu besidla ukudla bene mingcobo bene lungelelo lwenhliziyo yonye.
When not nobody knows where you stay.
Wena ke kumuntu okwazi uhlala phi?
Ask your neighbor.
Buza umakhelwane wakho.
Where do you stay?
Uhlala phi?
You just appear and disappear.
Yes,
there are people like that. They appear and disappear. I had a very special member many years ago.
My member
was involved in a car accident and passed on. May her soul rest in peace.
Why we accident then was swelled?
You know, the first person I was away, I was in missions in Zimbabwe at the time. I got a call. They said, you are the only person, you know, we give some cards. When you do interview with members, you give a card and you write your name. The only thing that was there was Emmanuel Christian Church. My name was not there. There's no name. There's no name on the card. It has just Emmanuel Christian Church. And then the commitment, I read my Bible every day. So when they called the office, they got my number. So I phoned. They called me. They got me. But I was far in
Zimbabwe.
So I said, this is a good member. I did, even though I was that far. I told them, we have a church. You get all the particulars of the person. We're able to get the family, connect the family and everybody else, because the person didn't just disappear. Didn't stay somewhere in the air in Sunnyside or Pretoria Central. Or, you know, there are people you don't know where they stay. They come in and come out. Are you Casper the goat? Are you Casper the ghost? Mercy. Tell your neighbor, I'm very apostolic. I relate. Apostolic churches and apostolic people praise God heartily and have favor with people. You must worship God heartily. We sing, we come before the Lord praising God, and we are having favor with men.
People say,
oh, we are always in church. I like telling the story. Maybe the person is here. I like telling the story. The person was saying, we are always in church.
He's
a student. I said, fair. But it's not true. So I just asked the person, before you got born again, before you started coming to church, tell me about your life. You know what the person said?
She had
been. I was going to, what do they call it? It's not a club. What do you call it?
Tavern.
I was going to the tavern. Week after week. Monday to Monday. He says, if NSPAS pays today, I ask, were you passing your subjects?
It's
a struggle. So I say, what has changed? Now that you want to blame me, I say, let's calculate how many hours you say you are spending your time in church. And the two of us ended up agreeing that, really, to be honest, Murut, I'm the one who's careless. I'm not spending my time. I'm in church for 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes. But I was going to the Shebin. I will even forget when I came and when I left. I had a member who used to gamble. You know gamble? Slot machine. If you go to the slot machine place, they draw the ceiling with clouds. They make like it's... you must go. If you go to Sun City, you go to wherever they have this machine. The roof, they paint it like it is day. So I asked the person, when the money was finished, I asked the person, tell me, when did you enter the slot machine?
It says,
I thought it was still there. Tell your neighbor, I'm thinking it's still there. Yeah. Don't blame God for your problems.
Yeah,
so I said to the student, let's count the hours. When did you go to the shipping?
It
says, sometime I will leave on Friday. Sleep with friends. Do all of these things day and night. Am I lying? Please, those who have been to the Shebin. Am I lying? TUT students, am I lying? I don't know with the UNISA students, but the UNISA students, I'm told, they are always free. They are not like TUT students. We must worship God heartily. Somebody was complaining that we are giving our tithes and our offerings. I was teaching on tithing and offerings some months ago. And I started having people are taking my page that they were trying to correct me. I said, go and start your own church. And show us. Yes, show us. Tell your neighbor, start your own church and show us. Jesus have chosen that we should give offerings. So I said, start your church. And don't take offerings. Let's see how your church will go. But I
say
we are worshiping God heartily. It is our money. We are giving our money. It's our tithe. We are giving our money. Tell your neighbor, why is it a problem when I give my money? I remember the story of one prophet was being attacked on radio.
The
one pastor was criticizing this
prophet.
And the members of the prophet started to pick up the phone and call the pastor who was on. They said to him, "It is we don't come to your church. One. Number two, it is our money. We are sober when we take it there." We love the Lord heartily. We serve Him heartily. We are giving, we are winning souls heartily. We are giving our money heartily. We are coming to church. We are happy people. We come to church. We give our own money. What's wrong with you? Ask your neighbor, what's wrong with you? The people who complain, they don't give. They don't even come to church. They hide behind the block. Oh, please follow and share so that I can make money out of this block.
Mercy.
Praise the Lord.
My
are you here? Apostolic people, they worship God heartily. We serve God out of our joy. And lastly, apostolic church and apostolic people have reverence and do signs and wonders.
Amabandla amapostoli nabantu bahlonelwa benza imiqondiso nezimanga.
The book of Acts chapter 2 verse 43.
Zenzo 2:43.
Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
Keka loku kwabakho ukoyika kumiphefumulo yonke, kwenzeka izimanga ezininzi, kwanemiqondiso ngamapostoli.
Acts chapter 3 verse 5 to 7.
Izenzo 3:5 to 7.
So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but that which I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
Wabaqala ke elindele ukwamkela into kubo. Wathi ke uPetros, "Isilveri negolide andinayo, kodwa endinako ndikunika kona. Egameni lika Yesu Kristu umNazarete, vuka uhambe." Wayibamba ngesandla sokunene, wayiphakamisa, zomeleleka ke kwabo inyawo zayo maqatha ayo.
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles received strength.
Wayibamba ngesandla sokunene, wayiphakamisa, zomeleleka kwakho inyawo zayo namaqatha ayo.
May you receive strength this morning in the name of Jesus. May you receive your miracle this morning in the name of Jesus. May the power of God answer your life difficult circumstances in the name of Jesus. May the Lord come through for you. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I want to pray together with you. Maybe it's first time you're coming to church. Or you have been coming to church. But you know you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray together with you. If you are here this morning, you say, "I want to receive Jesus. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want my sins to be forgiven." Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life." Today you can receive Jesus. Today your sins can be forgiven. Today you can be a child of God. He says, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden." He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want to pray together with you. If you want to make right with God, if you want God's favor, forgiveness, lift up your right hand and lift it high, and we'll pray together. God bless you, I see your hand. 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 Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want God's favor and grace. Is there somebody else? Lift up your right hand and say, "Count me in." God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for your life. Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. We are going to pray. I will ask the whole church to stand. As we stand, those who lifted their hands, please, ushers, help them come here on the altar. We are going to pray together. Church, can we give a powerful clap offering? If you lifted your hand, please don't be intimidated. Come. We are going to pray. Can we give a powerful clap offering? I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want my life to change. I want God's grace and favor. I want His mercies to reach me. Is there somebody else? Come, don't stay. I want Jesus in my life. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pray. I'll ask the church to join us. For all those here in front, I'll ask of you to follow me. Can you lift up both of your hands? It's the only sign of surrender. I'll ask the church to join us. Can you say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, today I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins. Wash my sins with your blood. Make me your child. With my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. With my own heart, I believe that you raised him from the dead. I thank you, Father, for this grace. In the name of Jesus, write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. You say, my name is, mention your name, my name is, write this name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Father, for this grace. In Jesus' name. Can you say, Satan, today I cut ties with you. I belong to Jesus. I love Jesus. I have chosen Jesus. From today, I am a child of God. Can you say, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Lead and guide me. Convict me of sin and unrighteousness. May I walk in holiness. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray for this, your people. I commit them, Father, into your hands. I pray, Father, for protection. I pray, Father, for safety. I pray, Father, that, Lord, you will lead and guide them. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.